Can you imagine listening to a song that was comprised only of drums? Or just drums and bass? Without something over top, it just seems incomplete. That would be like, well, listening to radio with no alternative or community programming. That's why you have it tuned to 99.1 FM, CJAM, redefining radio in Windsor and Detroit. And listen online at cjam.ca. And views in the following program are those of the hosts and their guests and do not necessarily reflect the views of CJAM FM.
It's that time. Wake up, Windsor. Wake up, Detroit. It's time for Big JD and Lippo in the morning. And here they are. Your hosts, Big JD and Lippo.
That's right. You're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
And I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
I'm the Lippo section of the Big JD Lippo in the morning show.
And I'm the Big JD section over here. On the right big or the left or the big section.
Yeah, you're the big JD section.
The Big JD. You know, you can go by Big Lippo.
Big Lippo.
That's kind of odd.
Yes, it is. And I'm an odd person. So go ahead. Call me Big Lippo.
Hey, Big Lippo. It's the Big Lippo Show.
So how are you doing on this fine Thursday morning, Big JD?
Oh, this fine Thursday morning. A little gray, but possibly a little sunny, yet raining, possibly snowing.
And it's a...
We don't know yet.
It's light out today.
Yes, it is this morning.
We're calling for darkness tonight.
The sun is somewhere.
I'm amazed as we record the show that yesterday there was a lot of snow on the ground, and today there's no snow on the ground.
Right.
It's amazing how... At least around my place in a rural area, it's pretty, you know, you just see miles of snow.
As people know by now that we pre-record the show, but what is the temperature out there right now?
I think it's like 43.
Not bad.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Yeah. I like a little breezy.
It's funny, though, that it's been going up and down on us, like very noticeable changes.
Yeah, we're on a roller coaster.
Ooh.
Of love!
He's got his arms up.
Because I don't care.
Was that what that
you is? You got your arms in the air like you don't care.
Oh, okay. It's a song thing or something.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that...
Always a song in my heart.
Because I'm not a roller coaster guy, so...
You're not?
No.
You're not a plane guy either.
No, I'm not. I don't like planes either.
You're not into the aviation.
If I was the pilot, maybe, I would be okay with it.
If you were the pilot?
Yeah, maybe if I was the pilot.
What if you were just sitting in the cockpit?
I don't know that I'd like that anymore either, but...
Okay.
I mean, I'd be scared to death if they threw me into the cockpit and said, you're the pilot.
No, you're just sitting
all of a sudden,
chilling with the pilots and the co-pilot. And
I'd be like, hey, my sim game's all coming into play here. I recognize that thing. Isn't that the key in the ignition? Do they have a key in the ignition?
I don't know that they do. I don't think there's keys. Cars are coming more and more keyless, as it were.
Cars?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm sure planes don't have keys at this point.
What about something like Chitty Chitty Bang Bang? That's a car and a plane.
That had a key. And it's in Dick Van Dyke's pocket.
Ooh, Dick Van Dyke.
Yes.
Is he still alive?
That's a good question.
I don't think so.
No.
I haven't seen him.
No doubt. He's a little old and frail, maybe.
There's a lot of people, though, that I think passed away that are...
Silently keeping their vigilance to stay away from showbiz.
And straight from the newsroom floor and the walls and the ceiling... It's time for news from around the world and sometimes out of this world from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
And here we are back in the CJM 99.1 FM newsroom.
Yes, we are. It's very nice in here. Little teleprompter thingamajiggy over there. No, it's not a teleprompter. Yeah. It's a
teletype. Not. Oh, it's paper. Remember paper?
Yes, I knew him well.
He was a good guy. Yeah. We were both headed in the same direction. One thing I wanted to mention was the Economic Revitalization Community Improvement Plan. It's a new city program that provides tax holidays to new or expanding businesses, and you get a kickback.
Is that what it's called, a kickback?
I guess you could call it a kickback, can't you?
Tax break. So is this going to be a good thing for the city of Windsor?
Well, you know what? I think that it is a good thing for existing businesses or people that have money to put into business. But the little guys, like, you know, if you wanted to start something up, I mean, you still have to have all kinds of money. It provides grants that rebate the city's portion of property taxes paid by a new business and business expansions for 10 years. So it's a rebate.
Yes, it is a rebate / grant. it's a mumbo jumbo numbers, and hopefully it's something that will help the city of Windsor.
You know, it's an advantage for those who can start and expand, but I mean, it would be a cool thing to have something in place for people that want to start new business. And I don't know what they do have in place. There may be some incentives of some kind, but if there were, I think we would see less boarded up places down Olet Street.
Yeah, well, it is somewhat of a ghost town during the day, unless you want to go to the bank.
Yeah.
A lot of banks and doctor's offices down there doing great business.
How are the Rub and Tugs doing?
Rub and Tugs, that's all nighttime. That's same with the bars. You know, at nighttime, and especially on the weekend, downtown Windsor's hopping. It's a great place to go if you're between the ages of 19 and 20 and you live in Ohio or Michigan. Otherwise, during the week, even at nighttime during the week, downtown is somewhat of a ghost town. Did you happen to go to the auto show this year?
I didn't go, no. Did you?
I did not go. Okay. Have you ever been?
I have been, yes. And been a long time.
It's been a long time since the auto show. Well, this year, it finally broke another record for attendance. Like, usually these things got to grow for sustainability, right? Well, this year, they had 770,000 people attend the auto show.
Wow.
That's crazy.
It is.
That's a lot of people. I can just think of a trade show like Macworld out in San Francisco or something. Like, if they get 50,000 people to show up over the course of three or four days.
This is the auto capital of the world right here.
So 770,000 people, that is awesome. I'm glad to hear it. And obviously, they're going to have the auto show for the next 5 years because of the renovations that they are performing at Cobo. So it's supposed to be rocking. I don't know. Do you know anything about the renos they're doing over at Cobo? It's going to be great. It's going
to
be awesome.
Looking forward to checking it out. Well, what are we talking about on the show today?
Today, we're going to discuss a piece of legislation. Actually, two pieces of legislation that was trying to get through the American, the U.S. Legislation system, first through the Congress and through the Senate, and then the President signs it. But the two pieces of legislation are called SOPA and PIPA. Mm-hmm. That's like Pippi Longstocking and her sidekick. No, it's nothing to do with that. Silly how these four-letter acronyms can sound, but this is really serious stuff because, well, first of all, SOPA stands for Stop Online Piracy Act.
Yep.
And PIPA is Protect IP Protect Intellectual Property Act. And of course, the piracy end of it on SOPA, that has to do with people stealing music or video films. Mm-hmm. So these pieces of legislation that are trying to pass through are designed to stop that. But the people who put it together are who? Oh, it's the movie industry. They wrote it up. Their lawyers wrote it up, handed it to these people, and they were just going to push it through. And it was all going to be on the down low. They said, let's just get this through really fast. But people who are in charge of the internet, whether they're given authority or not, like people like Electronic Frontier, hacker groups like Anonymous, these people are up on stuff. They're on the internet 24/7, thousands of people all the time. So nothing's going to sneak by these people. So a lot of hype and publicity was built up right up until last Wednesday when there was going to be a planned protest amongst a lot of people who have presence on the internet and high profile companies like Wikipedia. Google had something up there. TechCrunch, Mashable, a lot of these internet
BitTorrent sites and everything. You didn't mention them.
Yeah, BitTorrent is basically what the motion and picture industry would like to stop. And the way they want to do this is they want to have the individual ISPs, internet service providers, they want those entities, the people you pay every month, to block sites from overseas or even locally that serve up links or actual serve up files that are illegal.
Right.
Now, the act of actually stopping or blocking specific sites, that is questionable legally. You know, there's the question of free speech and all that kind of stuff. Let alone, how do you compare to countries like Saudi Arabia?
Do they care about that anymore, though? Freedom of speech and all of that.
Oh, no, they don't care.
Look at the NDAA.
Tell people what that is.
It's the National Defense Authorization Act, whereby everybody gets put in jail. It's mandatory.
Oh, really?
No, but it's pretty close.
Pretty close to that. Yes, it is.
Yeah. They say that it's to, they can just take you away and you can disappear if they, the government feels that you're in any way involved in terrorism.
Right.
But it can be for anything.
And yeah, not necessarily terrorism. It's just that you're harmful to the country.
Yeah.
You being here and activities that we think you're involved with, we're just going
to... But they make it sound like it applies to something in particular, but it's really for them to have complete control over everybody. If you have food stored away that would cover you for more than 30 days, they could...
Come in and say,
because you're...
That's suspicious.
It's suspicious, yeah. And firearms and all kinds of different things. That overrides everything.
Pretty really. Much, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it does override everything.
They've been trying to do things individually, you know, like firearms and things like that. But then they come out with something like that, and that just like takes precedent over everything. So anyway, but that's a whole other show.
That's another show. Absolutely. Yeah. Let's mark that down, the NDAA show.
There's a lot of things we should be marking down, but...
it's a new markdown language. Oh, it's a markup language. But yeah, back to SOPA and PIPA. They basically want to... It's very similar to the NDAA. It's legislation that they're not... running it by their constituents or anything, the congresspeople and the senators. Hey, we got this piece of legislation. What do you think? Nothing
like
that.
They just want to do whatever they want to do.
Based on the people who are paying them.
Yeah.
So we have the motion picture industry and the software companies out there that give these congresspeople and these senators money to get reelected. And they have lobbyists, full-time people who work in Washington to pressure these people to pass their legislation.
You're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the Morning on CJAM 99.1 FM, redefining radio in Windsor and Detroit.
And again, especially if you're just joining us here, we're talking about SOPA and PIPA.
Two bad pieces
of luck. My grandfather and grandmother. Hey, SOPA and PIPA.
Yeah, it could be.
PIPA, sounds like it.
PIPA anyway, and Nona.
Yeah. And PIPA. Tell us a little bit about PIPA.
Well, it's
that covers everything else.
It's Preventing Real Online Threats to Economic Creativity and Theft of Intellectual Property Act. That's the full-blown name. And it's basically companies who have intellectual property, like Chanel. They have the rights to put...
Oh, is that how you say channel?
Channel.
Channel number 5?
Yeah. And software makers, you know, they have their... They don't want people stealing their intellectual property to how to make a specific piece of software or anything, you name it. There's things that it's industrial secrets is basically what it is, like the formula for Coca-Cola, you know. They don't want that to get out. So
I've been making that for years.
Normally what companies do is they implement programs within their companies to keep that stuff private and to keep it out of the hands of other people.
Yeah.
They don't make someone else do their job, but there's some companies out there that feel that there should be laws in place. So these companies who subscribe to PIPA, they send lobbyists to Washington and pressure the congresspeople and the senators and give them money to get reelected. So they'll pass their legislation. And who does it affect? It just affects the plain old Joes like me and you. Mm-hmm. And you should see this legislation. It is so vague. It's unbelievable. It's stupid, really, because if it ever gets challenged in court, it obviously would get thrown out. But at least there's a piece of legislation in there right now that is a starting point for these companies and these industries.
So what do you make of all this? What do you think about this? I mean, obviously things are stolen left and right.
Right.
So,
well, here's what the motion picture industry, specifically, not necessarily the music industry, but the motion picture industry is crying, we're broke, we have no money. But if you look at the actual amount of money...
Well, I wonder, maybe it's because it costs $50 million to make a film.
Sure. They need the $50 million to make the film. And a lot of times these motion picture studios make their money back on one of those $50 million movies.
Yeah.
The stats are right there. As soon as the recession started, you know, every industry slumped. And then now there's certain industries that are starting to come back, the auto industry and textiles and stuff like that. Who's on top of the rebound? Right up there? The motion picture industry.
Right.
So it's not like they're not making money. They're making more money than anybody else is making in terms of bouncing back from the recession. Mm-hmm. So they're not in bad, dire straits. And in fact, there's studies out there that prove that some piracy out there lets more people see stuff and turns people on, basically, to certain things that are out there. And thereby, other people will buy it. You know what I'm saying?
So many of these celebrities and stars and bigwigs in the film industry probably have enough. I mean, they have enough money that they don't even need more money, let alone can probably continue to make films without any money coming in, period.
Oh, absolutely.
You know what I mean? So it's just, it's sort of funny, but.
It's like the banks. The banks are making record amounts of money, but they still, you think they have any lobbyists in Ottawa and Washington?
But the worst part about it is that they cry about it all. Is that not all relative? I mean, I cry every day that I could use 10 bucks.
What do you need 5 or 10 bucks for, Big JD?
Bus fare.
Pack of smokes.
Yeah. I wish I smoked.
Big JD, you smoke all the time.
Whoa, I'm on fire.
You're smoking, lad.
And now, Morning Show Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig. Brought to you by, well, by us, Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
And from Hawkwind's Hall of the Mountain King, it's Web Weavers.
It's a bonus twofer. Eddie Vedder, Satellite.
It's no shame that love's a game that I can only play with you. What I'm saying is I'm here waiting. I've seen the light, I'm satisfied that the brightest star is you. Satellite, I'm holding tight, beaming back to you. Days turn into nights, turn into days turn into today. Don't think I'm out playing, cause I'm inside waiting for you. I felt alive, high, I'm satisfied that the highest high is you. Something you didn't do. While I'm waiting, I've been saving my love.
Tech Talk with Big JD and Lippo. Keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and string and cans. We cover it all. Yeah, that's right.
And what are we talking about today on Tech Talk? Portable mixers and some things that are available and out there.
Well, the National Association of Musical Merchants has a annual shindig down in Anaheim, California. And it's where all the music industry companies, the companies that make guitars and mixers and everything else has to do with music, they bring all their wares down there so that the music store owners can go there and say, hey, I'd like to sell that in my store. And a lot of business is actually done at this convention. So that's where you order, hey, I'll take, you know, so many of these and so many of these. And a lot of new stuff comes out during this, it's called NAMM, N-A-M-M. And one of the things that caught my eye was a mixer.
Mackie.
It's Mackie. They're very well known for making high-quality mixers. Our band has a Mackie mixer. And the one mixer they introduced at NAMM was one that you stick your iPad in.
Right.
And what it does is it allows you to control the functions of the Mackie mixer on the iPad, but not just on the iPad that's docked inside the mixer. You can hook up 10 other iPads via Bluetooth.
Nine others?
Oh, 10 including
the one. I think it's 10 altogether, okay. Yeah.
And so you're able to control the mixer from anywhere in the venue.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, man.
So
it's very innovative.
It really helps a lot. I know during soundcheck for my band, Dan stands at the board on the stage and Francis sits at the drums and he hits one drum at a time and I give the hand up to say that's loud enough or whatever. Very labor intensive process, basically.
Sure, yeah.
So I could be doing something else and, you know, Dan could be, it's all you need is somebody, I guess you'd need, for drums, you would need someone hitting the drums and somebody out in the audience.
Yeah, you still need somebody to be listening, yeah, out there.
So that gets rid of one guy anyway. And as far as, you know, monitoring your sound on the stage, you'd be able to control that yourself. So if you don't feel that you have enough monitors, or you have too much monitors, I hear too much of my instrument or my voice through your monitors, you can control that on your iPad using probably one of the other products that we have mentioned on the show is the iClip, or there's other products out there that you can mount your,
sure, yeah,
your tablet to on your mic stand or somewhere else on the stage and access it that way. So I thought that was very an innovative product for sure.
It's a very innovative product, and you know, away from something else that you have is, and I don't know who makes that, but something that you slide your iPad into a recording device.
It's the IO like Dock from Alesis.
That's pretty cool stuff. And then another thing that came out recently is from IK Multimedia, who I recently had on You Talking to Me, Dan Boatman from IK. They have a device. It's iRig Mix, really something for DJs to take advantage of because it's a controller, really, you know, mixing and controlling.
Oh, that's why the slider goes left, right. So you're panning from one turntable to the next turntable. Is that
exactly
correct?
Okay. Right, using more than one device.
I'm not exactly sure what there's. I'm sure there's levels and there's stereo separation. You can mix it left and right. And so it allows you to control the sound that actually goes into your iPad, depending on what kind of software you're using. I'm sure they would like you to use their software, which is free, by the way, if I'm not mistaken. IK Multimedia has their, what's it called? Something recorder? Rig recorder or something like that, I think.
They have iRig Vocal and
the Vocal Live.
Vocal Live, and yeah.
I only know this because I was just recently on a podcast and we talked about the other product that they announced at NAMM was the iRig.
Pedal one?
No, the Pre. It's called iRig Pre. So okay. It has a XLR in. So it allows you to take any XLR mic and plug it into your iOS device as well.
Right, right.
And there's, and there's gain on that as well. A lot of cool stuff coming out. I'm telling you, it's amazing. The in the music industry especially, they are definitely transforming what your iPad can be.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, the things that they're coming up with now to take advantage of these mobile devices is incredible.
It's maturing quite nicely. Thank you very much.
And now it's time for Quotes and Quips.
And on Quotes and Quips, this week is something from Peter Sunday.
Sund.
Is it?
Maybe. I don't know.
Okay. This is the guy from piratebay.org and fitting into with today's show, which we try and do.
Did he say this from jail or is this before he went in jail?
No, he's not.
I know. I'm just kidding.
Incarcerated. And this was actually quoted on something about on the $3 million in damages that Pirate Bay had been ordered to pay. He says, "Nobody is going to pay anything. There is no money to pay. Nobody is interested in just giving money away to big corporations that are just greedy and stupid."
Way to put it, Peter. There's nothing more truer. Yes, businesses are out there to make money, but these industries that are to have these lobbyists in Washington, Ottawa that are trying to pass these laws, they are stuck in an old model that doesn't work, doesn't apply to the infrastructure that we have in place today. So they try to pass these laws that are very written very fast and don't really take into account all the intricacies that are part of the internet.
Sure.
And the internet's in the whole world. So he's true as far as the stupid part goes.
Here's the thing that I think or even propose is the fact that they spend all their time, energy, effort, money, everything to stop all this. But everybody else is creating. They're creating innovative technologies and new paths that we never dreamed of before. You know, maybe if they spent their time, efforts, energy, money on something new that we don't even know about right now, you know, whether it's something new that, you know, for a while they're going to be able to make some money on until it all gets stolen again. They need to come up with something innovative as well.
For sure.
Because that's what everybody else is doing. Even though these technologies might be damaging them in some way, they have to come up with something new as well.
Yeah, let's not change things by making laws.
Don't stop innovation and stop modern technologies and stop people from what little bit of fun we have left.
They're stopping us from accessing websites. We should be allowed to go anywhere we want to go.
Well, right. That's our
freedom.
It's freedom.
Yes.
But I mean, it's the only thing that we have is the freedom and any little bit of fun that we have
sure.
to do things that we want to do and not be stopped for doing them.
Right. So if they came out with something not even all that innovative at all, just something new that kind of maybe draws on other ideas that are out there, they could probably make twice as much money that they're making right now.
Sure. And it might be for a while until somebody comes along and finds a way to...
Well, there's a lot of people who are proposing that Hollywood is on its way out, that all these $50 million movies don't have to be $50 million movies. We can make very close to the same type of movies, spending far less money on, let's say, actors and locations and... It's a very lucrative market being in the movie industry because they spend lots of money on stuff they don't have to spend money on. You and I can make a great movie if we have some decent CGI equipment and some guys who know how to run it and just really good actors. They don't have to be Brad Pitt and who all these other guys that they spend lots of money on.
Look at what's being developed now technology-wise and where they're going with YouTube and Google and well, same thing. But I mean, you know what I'm saying with the way that they're doing now with distribution of films or television
videos,
on the internet and videos. And all the movie industry is doing is there's nothing new there. They're
it's
just trying to stop everybody else from doing what they're doing.
It's all the same. Where's this?
They need to look at this new innovation.
Sports is a really good example of innovating. They got their content and they're not just stuck making people sit in front of the TV, watch their commercials. They out there trying to distribute their stuff in new and easy ways for their consumers to get hold of it. Because the kids of today are not going to put up with this SOPA PIPA stuff.
I'm not going to put up with it either. Are you?
I've had enough.
Let's go outside with signs.
All right, let's go.
All right, we do have to go.
All right.
We'll see everybody next week on Big JD and Lipo in the Morning.
Thanks for listening.
We hope you have a great day and be sure to join us here next week, same time, same place for Big JD and Lipo in the Morning.
opinions and views in the preceding program were those of the hosts and their guests, and do not necessarily reflect the views of CJM FM.